why can't satipatthana know it or something like that, until there is no hindrance for awareness to be aware of any reality, it shows that there is pala at that moment. Even satinsi is satipala, viriyinsi is viriyapala.
Samadhi.
All five.
Right. So when it always defines samadhi bala in terms of the four jhanas, it's not referring to those who have already developed jhanas already.
Because when samadhi bala appears, when one develops jhana,
right,
there is no understanding of a reality at all.
Right.
But that can be samadhi pala for the development of tranquility. Little by little.
But you have to have three at the same
time. Even, sure, even sati in see in will become sati pala, and then sati sampochong, see, each grows.
Not all perfectus, but he is only perfectus at the five precepts. But then Anagami has perfection in Atijitta, and then Arahata has a perfection in Atipanya. But when they attain enlightenment, all three has to arise.
Atisila, Atijitta, Atipanya, different level.
But even satipatthana, even before enlightenment, also now when there is awareness of nama or rupa, one can say it is developing. And the three arise, we can say that.
So all three arise at just different level.
Mm. And one can different level of panya. So the panna does not have the panya of sakatagami, anagami, arahat.
And one can only refer to Adisila in the context of Satipatthana, is that right?
Yeah. When it's Atipanya, it will lead to understanding reality.
It's just like it's a studio manga.
The other big stumbling block for people about the role or importance of samatha in the development of vipassana is the fact that samasamadhi of the Eightfold Path is also defined in terms of the four jhanas. And I think from our experience, people find this, they just can't see past this.
So they cannot develop satipatthana at all. And what about cittanupassana satipatthana? Can it be the object of satipatthana?
Should be.
So?
Yeah. Well, but still, they have in mind that even if they are developing some form of satipatthana in daily life, still they should be also developing separately the jhana. They should have a practice of samatha that is leading to mundane jhanas first.
They need a special time.
That it's all very well to talk about develop understanding in daily life, but
what about the sutta about samma patipatta and mitcha patipatta? Mitcha patipatta includes the jhana.
Citta ati panyas can only attain when they reach nibbana or not?
No. Whenever there is awareness at that moment, it's not the five precepts, five sila or ten sila, but awareness itself is indriya samvara sila. More refined, because it's not the moment of restraint from doing bad, ill deeds, but it can understand the moment when citta is only akusala. So that is adisila, and the citta there is adi citta, and panya, there is atipanya, but it's so very little. So when it has developed to the degree of enlightenment, then it can appear as atisila, the perfect atisila, atijitta, and atipanya.
Not only arise when he attained nibbana, it's only arise.
Enlightenment means understanding or discern the Four Noble Truths. Has nibbana as its object. The four and the third one is nibbana.
When one attains nibbana, there is a 37 bodhipakkhayadhamma, right? But then this ati sila, ati citta, ati panya also arise when there is nibbana.
Mm-hmm.
When they attain nibbana,
there must be the three.
There must be the three. Yeah. But then after
to indicate the difference between this ordinary sila and the atisila.
Mm-hmm. But after attaining the nibbana, after that they can also be these three arise again and again.
When
there is a state arise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Not only when they attain enlightenment. There's more.
Even now at the moment of satipatthana, there is
Adisila,
Adichitta, Adipanya beginning to develop.
Okay, so it's an ongoing, it just when state arise. So
any time, any moment of satipatthana.
Okay, it would be this dream.
And is the Indriya Samvara Sila, the guarding of the sense doors, can we say that it is the same as Adisila? Is there any difference in the meaning?
There are many aspects of Indriya Samvara too.
Okay, so this is one aspect of Indriya Samvara.
Indriya Samvara Sila according to Vinaya.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
And about the conditions for satipatthana, someone keeps on asking, you are listening and considering, and is that all? Are you not doing more? And then we try to explain that we also have to develop the perfections in our daily life, and that it's not sitting still, because he's afraid that we are lazy people and just conditions, and not doing anything, not doing. He said, you must take action, you must do something.
The purpose of studying, no matter how long or how many lives, is to understand reality as anatta.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the lopa, the teacher, is there. Yeah.
But he is afraid that we are just
because
very few
of the
moments.
Eye, because of the eye, not the understanding deeply about anattaness.
Yeah. But just a few moments of awareness. And what are we doing all the other moments?
It's still not the deeply understanding of anattaness.
Yeah. So it's good to stress the perfections, all the perfections, metta and dana, sila.
But there can still
this understanding.
There can still be an idea of self-developing the perfections,
perfections.
And of doing something.
And if we do not mind about the name perfection, but it's kusala citta.
Yeah.
By all aspects in everyday life. Is that not enough? Or we have to call it perfection? See?
Yeah.
I think people also think that understanding anatta is a pretty straightforward and simple matter once they've got their head around this thing that...
Never mind, otherwise it's like trying to have kusala now.
Okay, so what will the person do? See?
Right.
Just keep on saying that it's not putting in action yet. Mm. So, in order to put it in action, what shall the person do? Go somewhere?
Well, they would say
sit?
Yes.
And what?
Yeah.
But that is not the understanding of reality right now.
Right.
Or have good thoughts.
They also place
it's not understanding conditions.
And what is good thought?
They place a lot of emphasis on deliberate intention to be mindful or do this or do that.
Is that mindful?
I don't think so.
But at the same time, one says, but that intention, he understands it's not self. But there must be intention, but he understands it's not self. Else that he is clinging to self, whatever he's doing, whatever he's seeing, it's really hard.
But when it's the development of Panya, it knows reality at this moment. Can that person know?
No.
Just by thinking?
Not by intending
to know. I mean, we can't expect that other people will understand.
Examples in daily life.
Yes.
Or if the question, can Panya understand reality at this moment?
Yes.
What is the answer?
Not yet.
But I mean those who would like to put action.
But one doesn't know the reality at this moment. What is the meaning of
to understand reality at this moment?
Yeah,
to lead toward my goal is to
want
to come.
Which is understanding a reality at this moment as it is.
Pardon me?
The goal is to understand a reality right now at this moment.
Being me, that bring me here. That was it was. I can't. Right. I cannot help it.
So it's just conditioned that way.
Right. So
you know that by listening and considering, there can be more understanding of the non-self.
Right. That's why I'm here for 2 weeks.
Right.
To listen more.
Right.
Considering more in order to understand reality as non-self. Say it again, please. The first one. The latest part.
The lightest part. It seems that we have so much attachment to, so much lopa, to wanting to understand, even to the point where we must have the books, we must read, we must, you know, contemplate. If we begin with wrong intention, which is to get, then how can it become kusala? How can it develop panya?
That's why there should be the understanding of just one word.
One word.
Like
yes.
Anatta.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So
because
simple.
In one's life, the whole life, we cannot have all the panya that can lead to enlightenment just in this life. So it depends on how much there is understanding of what one hears, like anattaness or nama and rupa and reality. Instead of trying to gain or to get lots of understanding, which is impossible,
yes,
just in one life.
It feels to me so much of the time, this is what we try to do, we intellectualize and intellectualize and intellectualize, that it becomes all this thinking all the time. And I love what you say, it's one word, so simple. Sometimes you make it sound so easy and so simple, and then yet all the stories spin about all the rebirths and all the other cittas and more cittas, and then it becomes this great confusion for me. So
because this word is so real that it covers all reality.
Thank you.
For example, right now, there is seeing, anatta. Yeah. Why? Because who can condition its arising? It's arising. And it's gone unknowingly. By knowing this, there can be more development of understanding by not being aware of it. Even at this moment, we have talked a lot about visible object as it is. No one in it at all. See, by hearing this, there can be a little shade of understanding. Even usually we think that we see somebody all the time, things all the time, but it comes in as just a reality. And this is so true until there can be more and more understanding, but very gradually to know that it is only that element which can impinge on the eye base. And the citta at that moment is the seeing, because citta has to know anything whenever there are conditions for its arising. So when it arises because of the eye sense and the visible object, it sees just that. It does not think, it does not hear. So by understanding this, we don't have to try very hard to gain or to get what from books. But we know that this is the characteristic of a reality. Seeing is a reality, visible object is another reality.
So then is it just lopa, this urge that we have to
not understanding the meaning of anatta.
So then the I comes in.
Yeah.
The I want.
Mm-hmm. I have akusla, it doesn't matter at all because it's conditioned. Anyone who has akusla has conditions for its arising. So what? Mm-hmm. That's all, just a moment. A moment, only a moment. Why not developing understanding a reality which is now appearing instead of thinking, regretting about what has happened?
Mm-hmm. But someone is worried about a very strong akusala, which is transgression. Which is transgression, the course.
It has arisen.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
But he finds that he has to see to it that it doesn't happen when it is a real transgression, a real coarse akusala. Like killing.
Really gross accumulations.
It has happened.
But for killing, then he should prevent himself.
It has happened.
But this again is self that tries to do that then.
What can you do about that which has gone already?
Yeah. But he's afraid for the future that it happens again.
If one, sure. You know, they think, oh, this is the accumulation, that if I'm in this situation, it happens very easily.
It doesn't help.
Yeah. Just thinking.
Right.
Not to be with bad friends and to avoid bad friends. Is that good? I think it's good.
What is the best?
Understanding. But you should avoid the bad friends, bad company. Uh-huh. That's what the Buddha says.
Yeah, yeah. So.
You should read that sutta and consider it.
I didn't say that we shouldn't. The more we read, the more we understand anattaness.
Yeah.
Because in the teachings, it's all about seeing no one, hearing no one, akusala no one. Everything is different realities.
I don't think that one to understand more by reading or consider more something necessarily be a lopa. Like Thanachan used to say, if you have lopa, then you go to the movie. If you want to understand more and study more about Abhidhamma or associate with Abhidhamma friends, I don't think it's necessary incorrect or necessarily be lopa. It could be shanta, wanted, you know, to come to the right way as opposed to the wrong way.
We don't know other accumulations or reasons we can...
Whenever kusala citta arises, it's chanda, not lopa. But when it's akusala, it is lopa. And lopa can be attached to any reality except the nine Lokuttara Dhamma. It can attach to kusala.
So it depends on one person, one citta.
Depend on that very moment. And it arises and going away so fast, without awareness, it's impossible to know directly at all. One just think about it.
Well, Thanachan used to say, if you have lopa, then you go to the movie, you have chanting.
One object. And kusala can be object of lopa as well.
So it could be chanta, it could be lopa that we come and study.
When it's kusala, it cannot be lopa. When it's akusala, it has to be lopa.
But we cannot classify that whoever come here have lopa, or we cannot classify.
That is the situation, the whole story. But we are talking about one moment of citta. And that can be known by awareness itself. Right then, at that very moment. When it's gone, it's only thinking about it.
Well, what I'm saying that, you know, that we should assume that the reason we all here to learn more.
No, that is the situation.
Because of
Loba.
Because of
no one knows about that. It's only awareness which is aware, so it knows whether it's lopa or it is chanda.
Don't worry, it's already done. It's kind of like, don't worry, you may not do it. It can also apply to the future because they worry about, you know, doing kusala in the future. Don't worry about the future. It might not happen.
Mm-hmm. Keep on worrying about but past and future.
It's
what
pointless.
About this moment?
But it's good to see the advantage of kusala and the disadvantage and danger of akusala. You read that in the suttas all the time.
Yeah.
But what do you think about it?
But I think if we
it depends on whether citta which thinks is kusala or akusala.
Yeah.
When it's akusala, you regret and you don't want it to be yours.